Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. Oh my God, guys. Today, Dylan Rounds' body was found, and it was found in Lucene, Utah. And that's exactly where he disappeared from. That's where he had his farm. Dylan disappeared over Memorial Weekend in 2022, not long after he spoke to his grandmother on the phone. This morning, Tuesday morning, his remains were found in Lucene in a remote area. Pretty much all of Lucene is remote, so that doesn't really tell us a whole lot. Now, the news of his remains being found was shared by his family. It is believed that a squatter guy named Jim Brenner is the person who likely took Dylan's life. Strangely enough, a video was found of him in his trailer cleaning off a weapon. And there was some of the red stuff, if you know what I mean. The remains are described as skeletal. And an article on KUTV said that the skeletal remains are presumed to be those of 19-year-old Dylan Rounds, who's been missing since 2022. And they were recovered in a remote area of northwestern Utah. That is the town of Lucene. In March of 2023, this squatter guy named James Brenner was formally charged with first-degree aggravated murder. We know that Dylan Rounds' last signal to his cell phone was pinged to a Lucene pond not far from where Brenner was staying in a trailer. Today, Box Elder County deputies were aided by the FBI to process the area and recover the remains, which were sent to the Utah Office of the Medical Examiner for confirmation of identity. Oh my goodness. Officials stated in a press release, "Our hearts go out to the family of Dylan Rounds. We offer our sincerest condolences for the loss of their family member. We understand that the pain of their loss is immeasurable, and we want to express our deepest sympathies to them. It is our hope that they can find peace moving forward." End quote. The Box Elder Sheriff's Office also thanked everyone who supported their investigation into what they described as an exceptionally challenging case. Wow! Box Elder has redeemed themselves, perhaps, by finding Dylan Rounds. That's all the information we have. It's unclear if maybe Brenner pointed them to a particular location. And that's what brought about Dylan finally being found. This is huge news for the family, for all of us who were so invested in the case. I mean, Dylan Rounds was one of my first cases, and I really felt a connection to this kid. I just want to cry right now. I'm happy, but I'm also sad, but I'm happy for the family that they no longer have to feel like Dylan's out there somewhere. Hold the presses, I just learned a little bit more. They found the body as part of a plea deal. James Brenner led police to the remains. That's how they found Dylan finally after all this time. To Candace and Justin and Dylan's siblings, anybody who loved Dylan Rounds, to all of you in the community who hoped and prayed for Dylan, ugh, my heart is just breaking. It's also feeling happy for the family. It's such a mix of emotions. Until the next time, I'm Bed Crime Stories.